Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
We're back here, final stages of halftime, hopefully getting underway soon. Barnegat leading Central 6-0 here at Joseph J. Boyd Memorial Field. All kidding aside, Matt is run down for a second. Brad Buriscano is up in the booth with me. That's 2 weeks in a row we've been fed, Brad. Last weekend at Brick Memorial, and I know this doesn't do you any good because you're on the field. Last week we had a great sausage sandwich. Very, very good from the
Give me a comparison.
Well, it's not fair to compare this. I'll tell you what, it was one of the best sausage sandwiches I've ever had at a sporting event. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Now, tonight, though, to have the superintendent personally bring you the food.
Yeah, that's
he could have had anyone.
That's a plus.
He comes up and he brings us hamburgers and french fries and drinks. We're sharing with some of the people up here. And outstanding. I love the fries. The well-done crunchy ones. Got it. Tell you what, if you're out and about and you're not doing anything, just come over here and go to the snack stand. You know, I mean, don't worry about the game. I mean, it's being. I'm on the radio. Did you know that? I mean, that's a little tough to do this year. I mean, I know there's nobody listening, but it's 7-6 North at halftime. You got it. But we're getting underway here momentarily. Teams are back on the field. Captains will go back out. Central receive, right? Central should receive the second half kickoff. I think they won and deferred, right? Barnegat got the ball first.
Yes, and, you know, as many times as we have some controversial calls, I was just telling Bill Douglas, who's the referee tonight, we didn't even mention the referees, I don't think, tonight at all. You know, that's how good a job I think they are doing tonight. And that's why that first half had a nice fluidity.
I agree.
You know, it moved right along. Of course, there wasn't a whole lot of offense, but
Nope. Let's
attribute the refereeing to that.
Halftime was longer than the first half.
Well, that's because, you know, the band had to perform after the Hall of Fame ceremonies, which, rightly so, probably half the people in the bleachers on both sides are here to see the band. So we still got 110, 115 in running. Your favorite part of the game, Matt, that three-minute warm-up.
Yeah, it's great. The players really take advantage of it, too.
Yeah. Hey, don't complain. We actually started this game earlier than we usually
Absolutely.
Do. I think it was 5 minutes to seven we started. We didn't hardly even have time to do
it. We had just gotten on the air. Next thing I know, Matt and I are looking, and you're out there doing the coin toss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Halftime score for you. Toms over South leading Jackson Memorial 12-0.
Wow.
Indians on top of that one. Manalapan 41, East Brunswick 6.
Manalapan's a juggernaut.
I think Manalapan might be a little upset at the many of the poles around the shore that had Brick Memorial jumping them.
If Brick Memorial doesn't pull this one out tonight, that'll take care of itself.
Manalapan will move back to the two spot. And
your poll included, Ed.
Oh, I agree. I thought, rightly so, like everybody else, if you beat the team ahead of you that much, and, you know, the number two team, you deserve to be there. But
nobody,
a lot of games to be played.
Nobody asked my opinion. I don't believe in that stuff. Why would Manalapan drop if they didn't lose? I never understood that with polls.
I would agree.
Okay, here we go.
Markeith Overton and Manny Bowen back deep. They will await the kick here of Zach Flaherty. The Bengals leading Central 6-0. Thanks a lot for joining us here. Friday Night Football on 105.7 The Hawk. Another squib kick going to the second line. Picked up there, staying on his feet and running hard was number 44, Dan Scardigno. And Scardigno, after the short kickoff, takes it to the 43-yard line, where Central will have it in a pretty good field position to start here. 1st and 10.
I don't think that's what Barnegat had in mind with that squib kick to have Central bring it back to the 43. This will be the best starting field position for the Golden Eagles, an offense that really was stymied in that first half. Did not get a first down till late in the opening half. Let's see if they can get something going on this first drive.
Marcus Drumright at the helm here offensively for Central. 4 wide receiver package. Flares one quickly to the outside. Manny Bowen able to catch it, spin forward, drag a couple of tackles, takes it into Barnegat territory, right at the yard marker at the 46-yard line. Tackle made by Ricky Grenea.
You know, Manny Bowen, to me, has been the offensive player who's shown the most for Central in the first half and on that first play. I think they've got to really find a way to get the ball in his hands just a bit more.
It is a first down reception, pickup of just about 10 and a half yards. Again, Drumright going to bring the offense back on. An offset I formation in the backfield. Shotgun look for Central. Three wide receivers. Right, one back to the left. Here is the carry inside. It'll be Robert Martinez to get it, and he will pound his way forward over the 45, take it to the 43-yard line. Christoma among those on the tackle for Barnegat.
We talk to Vinny Casals. Move to the spread offense with Marcus Drumright running the show compared to last year with Khalif Hardy back in that I formation that was so successful.
Central cooking here a little bit. They have it second down. We call it a long seven. Opening possession here in the third quarter. Drumright wants to throw. Another quick flare pass outside of the speedy target. Bowen, who breaks down the near sideline, gets to the 15. He is going to score. Bowen takes it in from 43 yards out. And finally, Central able to hit a big play, but there is a flag down.
Oh, boy.
And it occurred about 10 to 15 yards behind Bowen.
It's against Barnegat. I think it's against Barnegat.
Oh, I don't know. No, they waved it off.
Waved it off. Wow.
Penalty has been waved off. So Central on the scoreboard here. On the opening possession, how about that for a change in tactics? Boy, things weren't going right for Central at all offensively, and then they connect on a 43-yard touchdown pass.
Who said they need to get the ball to Matty Bowen a little bit more?
Yeah, let's
Was that me?
Let's let our listeners know, Matt, as you did during the play, that it was just a little hitch pass, little bubble screen, and Bowen did most of the work on that, but nice job by Drumright to get it to him.
Austin DeRose going to hook this one off to his right, so the score will hold at 6-6. 10:35 to go here in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds, tied up at 6 from Boyd Memorial Field. We're back with more of the Open MRI Ball Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by iPlayAmerica, New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. For event info, go to iPlayAmerica.com. Explain this one, Matt Harmon.
So we go to a timeout thinking we're tied at 6. Referees have a discussion. The ball was never set and put down by the officials. Despite a missed extra point, Central will have an opportunity here to do it again.
Austin DeRose, who kicked the game-winning field goal in week one against Toms River South, gets a second shot here to put the Golden Eagles ahead.
Good snap, good hold. The kick this time is up, and it is good. 7-6 the advantage now for Central. It's one of the weirder things you'll see.
I have never seen that. There's a flag on the play now.
Well, I'm sure Barnegat's one of the second kick, but that's Bill Douglas just came over to me and said that he never set the ball. Actually was set. Let's explain to our listener. The ball was set on the 3-yard line. The teams were lined up, but Bill Douglas was over on the sideline explaining something to Rob Davis, you know, about the penalty that was called that was waved off. So a couple of controversial things happened on that touchdown. Matt.
Meantime, the unsportsmanlike was against Central.
Oh, it was?
That's where he pointed. Now, Vinny Casal, I'm sure, is going to look to get an explanation on what happened there.
No, he gave the wrong sign.
Then he made a mistake. He definitely called it against
him. He called it the wrong side. Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. It is on Barnegat. They'll kick it 15 yards.
So a strange set of circumstances giving Central a 7-6 lead.
This would be the situation if you wanted to try a squib kick to try and recover it. Not a terrible play because of where you're kicking from.
DeRose handed the ball to the official. And from the 40-yard line, they'll walk this one up.
Should be the...
It's got to be an unsportsmanlike penalty, which is 15 yards.
Oh, wait, you don't kick it from the 40, though, do you?
Yes, you do.
Oh,
no,
I'm sorry,
from the 45.
Yeah, no. I just blocked that one out, yeah.
I got you.
All right, so Matt, this is where you could do an onside kick.
Sure.
Right? It would only be if you kicked it, the worst, they'd probably get around a 35, or you can just try and get it over that front line. I would take a shot here.
See what DeRose does. He's kicking on the Barnegat side of the 50-yard line from the Bengal 45. Let's see if he tries something. I think Barnegat has to be expecting it right now. DeRose will instead step into it and plant one into the end zone, and it will come out for a touchback, and Barnegat will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, 10:32 to go here in the third quarter. Central 7, Barnegat 6.
So Central, who had done absolutely nothing on offense for the first half on their opening drive, really two plays, two little short passes to Matty Bowen from Drumright, who first one made a nice play, got a first down. Second one took it 44 for a touchdown.
Bengals get their first possession here in the second half. Sinjin Erskine, the sophomore, getting his first Barnegat start tonight, will flare a pass to the outside. That catch made by Moran, who will run down the far sideline. He will have a first down, and another flag coming out.
I think that's a late hit on Central out of bounds.
Ball spotted at the 30-yard line, so it should be enough for a first down. Javon Hardy on the tackle for Central, but this is probably going to be plus 15, and it will be. So this ball will go to the 45-yard line. All of a sudden, we're seeing tons of penalties in strange place.
Wasn't Ed just mentioned
yes,
a couple
I was.
Minutes ago? No flags.
I was just going to say, but, you know, they're all legit so far, you know. The only thing I wish for right now is that this game doesn't end 7-6 after that botched extra point and then re-kick and he makes it. You know, I mean, it's that'd be a sad way for one team to lose.
Ball set here from the 45-yard line for Barnegat. They'll go slot receiver combo off to the right side, a wing to the right side as well. Tight end Xavier Young sets himself to the left of the formation. Handoff up the middle. It's the youngster McGinnis on the carry. Tackle made immediately over the line of scrimmage by Big Jesse Brown, the defensive end. 1 yard pickup brings up a second and 9.
Jesse Brown's another player I've liked. He's made a couple of tackles from his defensive end spot.
He's a big kid, too.
Yeah, and he's a junior, 6'4", 245 junior.
McGinnis staying in the backfield, single back, sets himself to the right of Erskine, who moves back into the shotgun here. Tight end right, trips off to the left. A check-in. It's number 43. That's Ed Santiago on the carry. Santiago will have the first down and a bit more. Taking it into Central territory, bottled up at the 42-yard line. Ambrose Powell on the tackle. And now the Bengals with a good response here, Ed, after that touchdown and extra point situation. They've kept their composure and moving right down the field right now.
Yeah, it looks like both teams have made some serious adjustments in the locker room. Of course, it was 30 minutes long, so you had plenty of time to make adjustments. But I'd be interested to hear your comments, Kevin, on the first half of Sinjin Erskine after this play.
Okay.
What you think of him?
Moran will go as a slot man. Side widest man, Anthony House. Again, Erskine going to operate from the gun. Go back to the first half play that was somewhat successful for Barnegat. Quarterback draw off the right side as Erskine stopped at the 36-yard line for a gain of just about 6 yards. It'll bring up second and 4.
You know, Ed, I'd almost think you'd have to give him an incomplete.
So far.
He's run the ball. He's obviously a pretty good runner. And I think he's done a nice job on trying to, you know, hold the handoff with the running back. I mean, he looks pretty smooth with that. Didn't like the interception he threw. I just thought it was a terrible decision to throw the ball up there. But it was a nice pass to Moran that set up their touchdown. I'm going to call it an incomplete right now.
Second and 4 for Erskine. Hands off to Santiago again. Santiago will have a first down off the left side. keeps the legs churning, was stacked up the 25, pushed the pile forward to the 21-yard line, 15-yard pickup for Barnegat.
And I guess that's what I was talking about, Ed, how he disguised it there. You
yeah,
know,
I think he
read
runs,
the defense very well.
Right, he runs the spread very well. You know, you can see he's had probably a lot of experience running that spread offense from his quarterback position. He rides the ball, decides whether to pull it out or keep it, and then is a pretty tough runner inside and outside.
Ball set here from the Golden Eagle 21-yard line. First down and 10, 8:35 to go. Erskine will hand off here, and stacked up immediately right at the line of scrimmage was Santiago. No gain on the play. It will bring up second and 10. Last tackle made by number 78, Steve Kapik. No chance you're winning the 50-50. There'd be an investigation if you wanted.
Yeah, Hall of I think Hall of they Fame said that a Hall of Fame member could not win the 50-50.
I would have to agree with you, Ed. Second and 10. This time it's Erskine. He'll take it down inside the 20, get to the 17-yard line. Goes as a gain of just about 5. It'll bring up third down and 5, and a big third down and 5 here. Ed, do you put the ball up in the air?
No, I'm going to run the ball twice here. I think they've had some success on this series running the ball. It's definitely four down territory. I also will comment about Erskine. I don't think Robbie Davis, the head coach of Barnegat, has unleashed his throwing.
I agree with you.
Exactly. I think he's got the reins on him a little bit. I think Erskine probably would like to throw it a little more than he has tonight.
7:15 and rolling here in the third quarter. Tight end left. Single back. It'll be Santiago on the carry. Up the middle, hit at the 15-yard line, and dropped at the 15-yard line. Nice open field tackle made by Mike Yeager, one of the inside linebackers.
Well, they had two chances to make 5 yards or to make 6 yards. That one got 3. He needs 3 more.
Fourth and
Moran,
three.
Field goal.
Fourth yes. and 3 coming up. Moran is a decent kicker. He's got some solid range. This one will be spotted at the 21-yard line.
He's 0 for 2 this year on field goal attempts.
High snap. Good kick. It's on its way. Did it hook in? It did. 31-yard field goal for Pat Moran has given Barnegat a 9-7 advantage with 6:23 to play in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And our first field goal of the night brought to you by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Auto Transmission at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River. The Yankee victory just threw me right off. I'm telling you right now.
Dad, and you got the French fries probably stuck down your throat right now.
Same old guy, Matt. Just a new name. My friend Mark from Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair in Toms River.
So here comes the kickoff for Barnegat. It is Zach Flaherty. Puts this one a bit higher in the air. Slips past the central man. Why hasn't anybody covered it? Now they will.
Wow.
That ball went right past number 4, Jordan Hardy, who, Ed, I'm not quite sure if he just assumed it was going to get down, but that's a live football.
It's only one of two things. Number 1, he thought it was going into the end zone, or number 2, he doesn't know the rules.
I'm going with the second thing. He's,
yeah.
He's a young kid, isn't he? I don't have my roster
sophomore.
Right here. Yeah,
he's a
sophomore.
Young
sophomore, the brother of
Javon Hardy.
Javon Hardy, excuse me. But, yeah, he just didn't know the rule there. And, you know, the ball just sort of died. It's a heavy turf here, you know, from the rain during the week. And that ball did not get into the end zone. Nice play, though, to recover it.
Puts the ball back inside the 5-yard line to the 4. So Central with a long field to work with here. As Drumright bringing the offense back on. Two backs in the backfield, 3 wide receiver package, 2 up top to the right, 1 back to the left. Drumright wants to throw this one high and sailing. Javon Hardy, the intended target, it falls incomplete And we'll bring up second and 10.
Well, they're giving these wide receivers so much room. Really no need to run that pattern 10 yards downfield. All he's got to do is take a couple of steps and drum right drill him the ball and then let him run. That's where they had success. As a matter of fact, that's where Bowen scored his touchdown on that type of hitch play.
Sometimes it's just a matter of you take what the defense will give you.
Yeah, watch how much room the corner here is off him, at least 10 yards.
6:09 to go. Clock stopped after the incompletion. Drumright has it here. Got a handoff. Second man through. That's number 20, Robert Martinez, who takes it just over the 5-yard line. Pretty small gain. Matt Friggin on the tackle. That mistake by Central special teams-wise, Kevin, could really change the whole complexion of the game.
No doubt about it. If Central doesn't get a first down here, they're going to punt the ball away, and Barnegat's going to get tremendous field position and really put themselves in position with a short field maybe to put a touchdown to give them some breathing room. That's just the kind of play you can't make that mistake.
Referee coming over to talk to the Central sideline right now.
There's somebody blowing a whistle on the Barnegat side. They would like an announcement made.
Well, you want me to should we tell them that?
Yes, tell them that.
Announcer. The referee would like you to announce that no blowing of whistles or anything like that during the game. Apparently somebody's doing that on the other side.
Attention, please do not blow whistles in the crowd.
Well done, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Way to relay that message.
It is a safety issue.
5:43 left in the third quarter. Barnegat with a 9-7 advantage. Central coming out here, third down and 8 from their 5-yard line. And in a little bit of trouble if they cannot get a first down. Drumright keeping Martinez as the single back. Trips off to his right. Single coverage and a single man back to the left. Drumright looking left. Throwing down the near sideline. Throws this one up in the air and it's intercepted. Grenea picks it off. He will run at the 20-yard line. Flag down and now he will fall down. Had an opportunity earlier in the game to pick one off, Kevin, and gets one here.
I just going to join Ed like a broken record, but if the defensive back is playing 10 yards off the line of scrimmage, then just step over the line, make a simple completion, and let them make a play. You're throwing into their strength. They're dropping back so far.
Especially after you just scored a touchdown
on that same play.
Same type of play.
Absolutely.
And right before the touchdown had a 15-yard first down play, on the same type of hitch pattern. Barnegat will get penalized here 10 yards on the run back, but they will keep possession inside of Central territory.
I mean, I think it's clear what Barnegat is trying to do is not let Central get deep on them. So you know what? Don't bother going deep. Take the short one and make a play. Meantime, now the Bengals will have great field position. They'll be at the Central 38-yard line, first down and 10 after the interception.
And can really take charge of this football game. Short field to work with at the Central 33-yard line. Erskine going back to work, single back from the right hash mark. The give here will be to Tyler McGinnis, who will run off the left side. Not a whole lot of room to work with. Got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe picked up a half yard. It'll bring up second down and long with 5 minutes remaining. Brown and Clark combining on the stop.
Kevin, refresh my memory. I know the Asbury Park Press is doing, best of this year every week. Did Barnegat get voted best uniforms, or were they second in that?
I think they did. No, I think they did win that.
They did win it, didn't they? Yeah.
Erskine gets the snap. We'll keep it up the middle. Run forward and gets right to the first down marker. Breaks the play to the 25, takes it to the 24-yard line.
Runs pretty hard.
I agree.
Big kid.
He is
too.
A big kid.
6'2", right?
6'2", 195.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
He runs very hard. I'm going to, change that, in my mind, that incomplete to about a B- right now. I think he's controlling this football game out of this spread formation. And even though he's not throwing a whole lot, you know, on the ground. He's controlling the game.
You're a phys ed teacher. You were an easy grader.
They're down and one.
If they showed up in uniform, you gave them an A.
4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Erskine here going to try to get the first down himself. He's in trouble and will get dropped in the backfield for a loss. A big, big play made for Central number 34, Ambrose Powell, coming up from the corner spot and making the tackle.
Yeah, why look to go outside on that? You only need a yard. Get the ball inside. They are going to go for it here on fourth down on the 35.
A little credit to Nicholas Imperiali. First in on that play.
Boy, here we go. We got an angry analyst up here just all because the Yankees won.
Nah, I'm over that already. Let's go, Tigers.
Fourth down and two, and Barnegat going to call a timeout. Want to talk this one over. It's going to be an important fourth down when we come back from our timeout. 3:19 remaining in the third quarter. Barnegat 9, Central 7. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Back here from Boyd Memorial Field at Central Regional High School. 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Bengals have it, leading 9-7. Fourth down and two. Erskine going to keep it himself. Roll off the left side. He's going to have the first down as he dives forward and gets close to the 20-yard line. Read the play well, kept the ball, and then able with a last-ditch effort to jump forward and get the first down.
Boy, it looked like he was going to hand the ball off to Santiago, and he rode him for a good two seconds or so. And then as soon as the defender came in on Santiago, he kept it and was able to get to the outside and turn the corner to get the first down. Ed, interesting stat I just saw here. Brick Memorial outgained North 172-84 in the first half of that game. But as Bobby Batters covering the game for All Shore Media said,
penalties.
Stymied by penalties and a costly fumble.
Yep, that's what did it.
That'll do it.
Split backfield look for Barnegat. First time we've seen this formation all night long. Erskine wants to throw. Little play action. Ball deflected up in the air. And it's intercepted by Central. Picked off by Jambore. Didn't see who deflected it up in the air, but it was a big time play. And Central gets the turnover.
Well, nice job. What do they always tell you, right? If you can't get to the quarterback, get your hands up. And Erskine certainly had plenty of time. Good coverage again by the Golden Eagles in the secondary.
There is a flag down, however. It will be a procedure penalty against Barnegat.
Yeah, they'll refuse that, of course.
By the reaction of Brian Kelly, number 74, defensive tackle, who was running off the line, I venture to say that he may have been the guy to deflect the ball.
You know what? You got to love those guys who were 74, don't you?
Big number. Great
big,
number.
Great number.
A lot of history.
Bob Lilly, Dallas Cowboy, one of your guys, right? Brian Kelly, Kevin Williams.
Kevin Williams. You're still last on the list alphabetically.
No question. And the other way as well.
2:28 to go. Central gets the football back. They trail it 9-7. Pass over the middle. This one is intercepted. Picked off by Barnegat. Pat Moran stepping in the passing lane and scooping it up. They giveth and taketh right back. Stepped in front of Tom Clark, the intended wide receiver. And Barnegat has it first and 10 from the Central 25.
Wow. Quick exchange of interceptions. By the way, just to go back one play, Kevin, that was Imperiali who did deflect that pass. I checked on the sideline there for Central when on Jambore's interception. That one clean and simple right there by Moran. Nice pick. And Barnegat in business again on the 25.
Bengals couldn't cash in before with good field position. Let's see what they do here on a first and 10 from the Central 25-yard line. Whistles will stop play here. Central will call a timeout with 2:19 remaining in the third quarter. 9-7 the advantage. We'll step out for 30 seconds as well. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Of course, tonight's game presented by Open MRI of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
Back here, Friday Night Football on 105.7 The Hawk, 2:19 remaining in the third quarter. Barnegat has it, first and 10 from the central 25-yard line. Bengals lead it 9-7. St. John Erskine, the sophomore quarterback, gets it, rolls off to his left, fires one down the field. That is intercepted. Picked off here by Javon Hardy, coming all the way across the field to the near sideline. Gets to the 20, steps forward to the 25, tackled by Xavier Young. Another flag has been thrown. This is going to be a personal foul on Centro, I believe, but three consecutive interceptions, back and forth, back and forth.
Wow, I don't think we've ever seen that one here on the Shore Sports Network. Three in a row.
The call was a chop block against Barnegat. Caught him at the legs. I'll tell you what, I definitely know I've never seen that before. Three plays in a row, the interceptions. And that was a poorly thrown ball as well, Matt.
So with the penalty here,
Central will get good field position.
Against Barnegat, ball will be walked up to the 40-yard line of Central.
Well, Barnegat was on defense, obviously, after the pick, and you don't really see that call too much, taking the legs out by a defensive player.
Well, they called it there. Ball sitting right on the 40-yard line in Central Regional now with a chance.
Hardy going to step in here at quarterback and get the direct snap. Trips formation off to the right, single man back to the left. Hardy has it, dances in the backfield, comes forward, and will get two to the 42-yard line. It'll bring up a second and 8.
And somebody's got to tell Javon that Fred Astaire was not a football player.
quite a dancer, though.
He just keep, you know, you, sometimes you just have to go and try and find it. You can't just stop and look for it to happen. But I'm still perplexed as to why Central will not go back to the play where they'll throw the ball to a Manny Bowen and let him make something happen. It worked three times, once in the first half and two in the second half.
Bowen this time going to split himself to the left side of the formation.
He's got 10 yards.
Into the Central sideline. Hardy back in at the quarterback spot here. Gets it. Runs off to the left this time. Gets to the 45-yard line. And then tackled at the 46, maybe the 47. That stop made by Earl Erlich.
By the way, the Mariners have scored again early in the third quarter. It's 14-6. Tom Driver North over Brick Memorial.
Well, the Mustangs find themselves
coming from behind.
Really surprised they've been held to 6 points, to be honest with you.
Well, as Bob Batter said from All Shore Media, it was a lot of penalties in the first half, and that'll do it to you. That'll take you out of drives.
Lakewood continuing to lead Jackson Liberty 13-0. Hardy, third consecutive direct snap, dives forward for, well, no, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I think he got it.
Going to put the ball right at midfield, so that should be enough for the first down at will. With 25 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, Barnegat 9, Central 7.
Well, we said this was a pretty even football game, and the score certainly has indicated that. And
this could be the last play of the third quarter, barring
a... I don't think they even have to run one if they don't
they
want
don't.
To. But they will attempt to, at least.
Well, the break from the line, Hardy will stay in at the quarterback spot. Drum right splits up top, single receiver to the right. Hardy with 2 seconds remaining. He's not going to get the snap off here, and we'll head to the fourth. Barnegat 9, Central 7. Golden Eagles have it first down and 10 from the Barnegat 49-yard line when we come back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.